Hot dogs or hamburgers?
It depends on what day it is.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, a hot dog's a hot dog.
What day is hot dog day?
When I feel like
it. Okay. Woo!
On today's episode, we will be making coconut-crusted cauliflower tacos.
It's like a tongue twister.
It is a tongue twister. Coconut-crusted cauliflower tacos. This is one of my favorite recipes to make. It's a kind of a play on a fish taco, which I think is really, really cool. And it's baked, not fried, so we're trying to make it as healthy as we can.
Hashtag health.
Hashtag health.
Serves 2 to 3, especially if you're having it as a main. If you're serving this with other tacos, it will probably serve 4 to 5 people. But if you want it as your main, and if Tony and I were having it, probably 2 to 3. Doesn't take too long.
Mm-mm.
Just about 20 minutes in the oven. We flip them over. It's a winner for sure.
Mm-hmm. And all we're going to need is a head of cauliflower, some big flaky dried coconut, some panko, breadcrumbs, cornmeal, coconut milk, the zest of a lime and the juice of a lime, and salt, pepper to season it. We have some vegan mayo for our spicy sauce that is like a crowd pleaser. It's one of my favorite things to make. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty basic.
Although it's basic, we still wanted to invite someone to help us here today and make these who is very familiar with delicious flavor, delicious food. She happens to be the I Am Athlete resident chef, but she's not just a chef. Mm. She's also a mom and she's an entrepreneur. She's just launched her Chef Nancy collection of spices and we will be using them today. Come on down, Chef Nancy.
Chef Nancy!
Oh, she's back. She's already in the kitchen.
Well, thank Hi. You for joining us, Chef Nancy. But to start, I think we're gonna
take a shot.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Shot of tequila, you know.
We heard you're a bit shy, but this will help, like, yeah. Get you.
Cheers.
Get you chatting.
Who said I was shy? Did Brandon Marshall tell you I was shy?
Mm. Grapevine.
Oh, that just shook me to my core.
So, what do we have here now?
So, we would love to have you help us cut the cauliflower into, like, shrimp, fish bite sizes.
So I get the hard job.
Yes. You're the chef.
And I was just going to say, I, like, is there an easy way to cut cauliflower? Because I always, like, dread cutting it because it's kind of, like, messy and crummy.
Well, the first thing you need is a sharp knife.
Okay.
So you got to make sure your knife is really sharp. And take this bottom part off. Because the bottom part is, we'll keep it, if you have a flat, it's more stable.
Oh. Mm, I love stability.
So, and it's safer like that. So that would be the first thing you do.
Safety first.
Yep. Keep it stable.
Get these out of your way.
So, they're like...
Oh, yeah.
Little shrimpy, fishy...
Yes, perfect.
Fake out. Yep. I call them fake out.
We're going to try to trick you today.
Yeah.
How much vegan or vegetarian food do you usually prepare?
So Brandon is a pescatarian, and my daughter's a fake vegan.
Oh.
But I don't really have time to cook for her. and so I don't do much. So you guys are actually teaching me something today.
Ooh. Well, we're going to...
We'll try.
Yeah.
We'll
teamwork.
Which I say... Other. The key to a great chef is knowing that you can learn something new every day from anywhere.
So the key to being a great anything, really.
Yep.
Can always grow, can always learn.
Yeah. Love that. Yes, every day I learn something new. So you ladies are about to teach me.
When did you know you wanted to be a chef?
Well, I've always cooked as a child, but becoming a chef was more of me wanting to become financially independent. So at 40 years old, I decided, after I raised my two girls, I decided to go to culinary arts school.
Wow, back to school? Wow.
At 40 years old, I went to French Culinary Institute. It was really, really hard because I had to learn the French terms, mm-hmm. but I did it. Is this enough? Or you want more? You want me to cut the
whole thing? We'll do the whole thing.
Okay.
We're hungry. Okay. We were big girls.
Okay, so what was that like? Were there other students your age?
No. They were all my daughter's age, like 19. Oh my gosh. And I was 40, but I made it through. The funniest part is that the teacher that was the hardest on me, I was like, so in school, when you cook something, you got to bring it up to the front of the class and present it to the teacher. Whew. Before it's even tasted, if it's not plated the right way, they'll pass it right back to you. And you could have worked on it all day. So it's like,
did that happen to you?
Yeah, it did.
Whoa.
And I'm like, you didn't even taste it.
That's so intense.
Like, wow. Take it back. It's not right. But I think that was to build up your confidence to know about being critiqued. So everything that you make, everyone's not going to like it. Mm. So you just need to be open to that. It'll be some things that you may think is really good, but that doesn't mean that everybody's going to think that. You have to have tough skin too. You got to be able to cook a little bit of everything in my line of work, a private chef, because you want to bring that restaurant or whatever your client wants. You need to bring that experience home to them. Mm-hmm. So they may say, oh, I was in the south of France and I had this. Do you know what it is? Can you recreate that for me? You want to recreate that experience in their home.
Wow. Okay, what about a favorite dish to eat?
Me? Yeah. I'm simple. Chicken wings.
Oh, we should be doing our cauliflower wings next time.
I'm really, really simple. Okay, so what's the magic today?
So if you want to hand me that zester, I will just zest this lime into the coconut milk.
So what's in there?
So this is just coconut milk.
Okay.
The Thai version. So thick, creamy, we're going to zest a lime into it, and then we're going to add the juice of the lime.
And salt.
Is that the water bath?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically like how you would dread any type of protein, we're going to dread that. And so that's the water bath.
And
that's
and that will make this delicious. This is panko and cornmeal, mm-hmm. and that will help get that to stick. And we'll also put our...
Oh, because I was going to say, do you dredge it again and then put the coconut? So you put it all in.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we were hoping that you would do us the honor of adding one of your spices from your new collection to our mixture.
So this is my lemon pepper. It's one of my favorite. I call it lemony lemon pepper. I think it would add a nice, because this is a take on like a fish taco mm-hmm. or shrimp taco, mm-hmm. right? So I think that this would be great, a great addition.
Wonderful.
And how did you come up with the spices?
To me, I like flavor. Mm-hmm. And it was sometimes I definitely wasn't able to get a good lemon pepper.
No,
they're more like granulated and acidity, but like an artificial acid. This is more of a natural lemony tart. Not as much.
That'll be perfect for this.
So I'm going to put a lot.
Yes,
great.
Please.
The more seasoning, the better. We love flavor. Really good. Have you always been good at creating in the kitchen and cooking, or did you learn from someone at home? Or
well, it started with my grandmother and then my best friend's mom. She used to cook really well, and I always used to sit in the kitchen with her a lot and watch her. And then it just took a liking to it. I love it. I definitely love it. It's just a hobby for me. Mm-hmm. I cooked when I'm sad. I cook when I'm happy. Yeah. I cook when I'm bored.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Cooking all the time. I love that. Mm-hmm.
What's it like being a woman in the culinary industry?
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
People ask that question, but I don't have a problem with that.
It's not... is it as male-dominated as it used to be?
Well, I don't work in a restaurant, and I in school, we had a French restaurant attached to I went to French Culinary Institute. We had a French restaurant attached. It was called L'Ecole. There is when I decided that I did not want to work in a restaurant. Okay. It was very grueling, fast-paced, definitely like Gordon Ramsay yelling at you, and you have to mm-hmm. make sure you get the food out at that time. And again, I was 40 years old, and I was like, okay, I can't do this, and I definitely can't have someone yelling at me to hurry this up. So basically being a personal chef or a private chef is what I did at home.
Amazing.
Definitely. So I love it because it's everything that I did for years, raising my girls and being a wife and a mom, that's what I do at work. Unless somebody wants to have a dinner party, that's a little bit different.
And I would imagine, too, you kind of become part of a family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've been with the Marshalls going on 5 years. So that you're dredging it in the coconut milk mixture.
Yep. And then into the panko, cornmeal.
Nice.
Coconut.
Oh, definitely
lemon,
gonna
lemon pepper.
Take this recipe home to my daughter
because she needs it.
Because I don't do the vegan thing. I try, but.
Yeah, trying's great.
I started for a minute because Brandon transitioned. He wanted his kids to be vegan. Mm-hmm. And we were doing good, and then the pandemic hit. But it was more like vegan kid-friendly food for the kids. So it was like vegan pizza, vegan lasagna, stuff that the kids would eat.
Yeah, I think we use a balance of the vegan meats and the vegan butters, the vegan cheeses, and then using fresh veg as replacements. And I think you have to, too, for to have flexibility, to have variety.
Absolutely. The funny thing is that my youngest is 23. I stopped them from using, like, dairy milk probably since for the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we started with soy until I found out that that wasn't that wasn't any good. But then we switched to almond milk years ago. Like, I never liked dairy milk as a kid, so I couldn't see myself giving it to my kids.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the curve.
Yeah, especially, like, after they reached their point where they had all their nutrients that they were supposed to, I was like, okay, no more dairy milk for you guys.
Yeah, I would always get an upset stomach before games. I mean, I get nervous, so I already have those butterflies. And if I had had dairy before, I found it was a lot worse. And
the
I kind
lactose.
Of, yeah, and I did some research on it, and it turns out a lot of athletes have, like, game day where they avoid dairy. And I'm like, if I'm avoiding it on game day, then my stomach will probably feel better if I avoid it all the time.
It's a true statement.
So we bake these.
Yeah, we're going to bake them.
What's the temperature?
We bake them
400
degrees for about 20 minutes, and then we're going to flip them about halfway through.
Do you have a confection?
Yes.
So I have a trick for you. Since you're teaching me, I'm going to teach you.
Yes, please.
Use the confection. It'll break that 20 down to 10.
Hey, love that.
And they'll probably be a little bit crispier.
This is why Chef Nancy's here. Our recipes just got a whole lot faster.
All right, Chef Nancy.
Yes.
I've been thinking about some quick, fiery questions that I want to ask you on the spot.
Do you need
as
another
quick
shot?
As you can. Do you want a shot?
Yeah.
I got you.
All right. Okay. Take a momentary pause.
Yeah. Oh, this is a big shot. I'm the only one.
3, 2, 1.
But why am I the only one?
You're in the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Shot.
Well, that was a big one. Sorry about that.
Yeah. All right, start with your questions.
Okay. Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Mint chocolate chip, yes or no?
Hell no.
Ooh.
It's my
Sorry.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Maybe.
Hot dogs or hamburgers?
It depends on what day it is.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, a hot dog's a hot dog.
What day is hot dog day?
When I feel like
it. Okay. Ooh.
Tenders or tendies?
What is a tendy?
Yeah, exactly. That was, she calls it's tenders.
Chicken. It's like a hip name for a tender.
Chicken tender?
Yeah.
So what is a tendy?
Chicken tendy.
So is it, oh, am I saying tender or tendy? So you're just,
right.
Okay. So that's a slang for down for
no,
where you're
she,
from?
She made it up.
Oh,
it's a thing.
So what are you saying? Do I like the way tendy or tender sound?
Yeah, tendy or tender.
I'll go with tendy for you.
It's cute, but she's never
I'm going to give a tendy. No. So are these cauliflower tendies?
You know what? We're going to call them cauliflower tendies.
Right. So we're having cauliflower coconut tendy tacos.
Corn or flour tortillas?
Flour.
Good thing we're serving flour tortillas today. Flour. Beyonce or Rihanna?
So, I think... Okay, so Beyonce or Rihanna, they are both very talented, but I feel like it's that same MJ LeBron. Beyonce is the queen. She came first. You got to pay homage to her. They're two different times, even though they're both hot right now, but... Beyonce is the OG to...
I respect that. Okay. Yeah.
But I love both of them. They're both beautiful. They're both very talented. They are.
Okay. Lemon or lime?
Lime.
Oh. Okay. Avocado sliced or cubed?
I can eat it anyway. I just love avocado. And I put this lemon pepper on it. My lemon
pepper.
Do you have an avocado?
I do.
We can make some guac for your tacos.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do
all
it.
All you have to do is, I'm telling you, you don't
mash
even have
it
to,
with the lemony lemon?
Yep.
That sounds
nothing
so
else.
Good.
You know how normally you got to put lemon in this?
Yeah, lime, garlic.
All you
got to
do
stuff.
Is put
yes.
that in this.
Great.
That's it.
And we also pickled some red onion overnight.
I know. Those are nice.
Just covered it in boiling water. It was kind of like the cheat pickled onion.
Yeah, to
did the boiling
up.
Water, some apple cider vinegar, agave, and garlic. So you have to let us know what you think about the
okay, I'm
cheat,
ready.
The cheat pickled onion.
So do you there know this go. Little trick that you go like that with the, that's how you take the seed out?
Simple.
Yeah.
You get your spoon.
I don't need one.
She oh. doesn't need one.
You know what? I mean, you I need love it. That. Just get your hands
you
dirty.
Need it
you
need to, no, you're not getting your hands dirty. You're just squeezing it. Once
Tony, you
right.
can get your hands dirty.
Look at my hands dirty.
What would you say is a dish that is requested the most as a personal chef, private chef? Is there something that everyone loves? Just like a
my
go-to?
Crispy chicken.
Mm.
Except Brandon, because he doesn't eat chicken anymore.
He can have crispy cauliflower.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Tendies.
Yeah, I'm going to do that for him. Crispy, tender collie. Crispy, tendy collie.
Is there a dish that reminds you most of home?
Home as a child or home as an adult? Home. Because, you know, I live in Florida now, but I'm from New York. So I've been here for going on 3 years. So home as a child, bacalao.
What's that?
So it's codfish stew. My grandmother's from Panama, and she always used to make bacalao. So it's like codfish stew with olives and onions and like a red tomato sauce that we would eat with rice. So that reminds me of home.
And how about now?
Now?
Yes.
Philippe's, a restaurant. I go to restaurant. I go to restaurants. So my on my days off, I go out to eat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I enjoy someone else
like
cooking for me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I'm going to show you how quick and easy. You don't even need lime or lemon or anything.
I'm all about quick and easy.
This lemon pepper, it works well with a lot of things. You could toss it in pasta, not just chicken. So people think lemon pepper, they're thinking wings. But this is very versatile.
When you travel, do you bring your own food or do you eat the airplane food?
So,
good question.
I am very, it depends. It depends on where I'm going. I could take a peanut butter jelly sandwich in my bag. It depends on where I'm going. Or I'll go to somewhere to eat. I love to go out to eat. I'm just,
okay.
That's a hobby of mine. I actually learn a lot from going out to eat. So it's kind of like recon. You go, taste,
cool.
and then you go home and you recreate.
Yeah.
So going out to eat, you can say I'm a foodie. I like to go out to eat a lot. Different places.
You're going to have to hook us up with more of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can taste it and tell me what you think.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can't wait.
Me too, please.
Nope.
So that's my little hobby. I try to recreate things that I... What do you think?
Mm.
No, do you really like it?
No, you're right. You don't even... It tastes like there's lime in there.
Mmm. Chef Nancy. Mm.
Yeah, so we can...
That is lemony.
Put that on your...
I love it.
Love that.
That's so good.
Finish it up.
Okay, well, I guess speaking of which, let's get these in the oven.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Oh, my God.
Okay, while those get going warm, we're going to get some tortillas.
Tortillas. Flour tortillas.
Yes,
Chef Nancy.
That's your favorite.
Okay, Tony, what we got going over here?
Yep, so we got some warm tortillas.
So, Chef Nancy,
yes.
What advice would you have for Tony and me as we kind of embark on our little trying to take over the world one vegan dish at a time?
Do your homework.
Okay.
So now, when I was younger, it was encyclopedias. Now everything is Googleable.
Oh, yeah.
it's not a word, but I use it all the time. Everything is Googleable. Everything that I went to school for and paid $40,000 for is online. Knife skills, recipes of all kinds, and just explore, taste, do your recon. That's my favorite thing, going out to eat. And just practice. I stayed at home 2 years after school and then started working. Mm-hmm. But every day I practiced and I tried a new recipe. And I feel like that got me to where I'm at today. So just keep practicing and know your flavor palettes, what you like. I feel like if you can season, and that's another reason why I did the seasonings. Once you know how to season, you can make anything taste good.
That's what I'm saying.
You can make anything taste good.
People are always like, tofu was so bland. I'm like, well, you're not seasoning the tofu.
Yeah, chicken would also be bland if you didn't put anything on it.
Yeah, you gotta season.
Well, now we have your spices.
That's right. There's six. That's just one. There's six. Okay. So let me see what you do here now.
Okay,
well, I'm going to let you do it, Chef Nancy.
We didn't have to wait the 20 to 30 minutes because we had already prepared one batch of our crispy coconut-coated cauliflower tendies.
She likes that word.
My cokie tendy taco.
Cokie tendies.
So I'm building my own.
Yeah, so build your own taco.
So I think in light of COVID, this is something good. You know what I mean? Like you could have this, you could have a whole taco bar here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me get.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I think I want another piece of onions. I don't even like cauliflower, but I'm going to.
She tells us now.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, I already hope we changed your mind.
Okay, we'll see. I'm just not a fan of. I love broccoli, but you know what? This is like albino broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So that's what I call it. So I got your onions. These are the onions that you did.
Yes.
Got some lettuce. I'm going to take a little more lettuce. Take a little more onion.
Don't be shy.
No, the shot has me not shy at all. And some guac. So wait, you're not building yours?
Oh, yeah.
So I got to make everybody?
Oh, thank you. No, of course not. We're just letting you show us the ropes.
I'm excited and I'm very hungry.
Good.
So, and then this is.
Oh, yes. You cannot forget.
Don't miss this.
Okay.
My mouth is
watering. You know that people eat with their eyes. Mm-hmm. So you got to make everything look nice.
Beautiful. And you know what? If we were in school and I was a teacher, I would accept that.
You would? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to accept it for you.
Thank you.
And taste it. So I'm waiting for you guys and then we can try this. I might want to. Oh, wait. I think I want a little bit more. I love sauce.
Me too.
This tastes really good.
Great. Music to my ears, Chef Nancy.
What's in there?
You trying to steal my recipe or what?
Yes. Yes.
A Chef Nancy sauce collection is on its way.
No, but remember I said a good chef learns something new every day. I could remix this.
Yeah. So we have vegan mayo, sweet chili sauce, sriracha, lime juice, and then just some salt and pepper.
And it's vegan.
And it's, yes,
and
ma'am.
It's vegan.
See, you got to be pretty with it.
I ain't pretty.
You got to go high. Wait and fast.
There you go.
I think there's a blockage.
Okay, don't worry. You got a chili in there. You got a chili.
All right, let's go.
Should we take this to the table? Chef Nancy, follow me.
Yes.
Oh, excited. Seat of honor in the middle.
I'm so excited to try this. So I like a lot of sauce, so I got napkins
because
I know
you.
It's probably going to be messy.
Well, this is going to be a two-hand deal.
Don't judge me because I'm savage when it comes to tacos.
Hi. Cauliflower. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. How do you fold your tacos, though?
Oh, so I just kind of like, because I want to get everything in my first bite.
Okay, kind of mix it out there.
So I'm going to go
otherwise,
like
the
this.
First bite is just tortilla.
So you just fold. Okay, so I made a
wrap.
Okay. With mine.
Okay, no, I'm going to do it this way.
Don't judge.
Ready?
Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
So good.
Chef Nancy is eating cauliflower.
Yeah, I am.
The pickled onions, I love those.
And again, I do not like cauliflower. But this is really good. Gotta commit. You got me eating cauliflower.
Woo! Changing minds?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the vegan sushi, but...
Oh, come on.
You got
never
me
say
eating.
Never.
You got me eating.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. It's definitely good.
Well, thank you so much. And I think your spices, it adds that little something extra.
Yeah, it really elevates it.
You think?
Yeah, definitely. That lemony lemon pepper.
That lemony lemon pepper.
The sweet from the coconut. The lemon pepper. The vinegar from the onions. It's all, it's good. It's really good.
It's hitting?
Mm, it's hitting.
Hey, it's hitting.
Thank you. It's hitting.
You got something here.
Put on a shirt.
I'm excited. Now I have... Now I have a dish.
Yeah.
Woo!
Now I have a vegan dish.
Now you're going to be cooking cauliflower.
I have these, what do we call them?
Tendies. Cocoa tendies.
cocoa tendy. So cocoa tendy tacos.
Yeah.
Right?
Cocoa crispy. Okay. Coconut.
Crispy coconut.
So now I have to add this to my
tacos.
Wait.
You mind your business. Stop it.
I don't want a taco.
Chef Nancy.
Well, I don't know because you put it in your mouth. So.
Oh my God.